Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to 4 times more stretch than competing brands. And their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John. Comfort perfected.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So if you missed the news, Katie is engaged now, and she has a rock on her finger that is like celebrity sized. Okay, I guess that's the best way to put it. And I saw this story from Michigan, and I read about it, and then I found audio for it, and I want to play it for you because you're already nervous about having this ring on you.
Yes, I am.
Well, that's because the burden is now on you.
Okay.
But for a long time, the burden was on your fiance, D-Lo.
Okay.
Listen to this story.
A guy poses for a photo with his girlfriend.
Hey.
Then he gets down on bended knee and pops the question. She gleefully nods her head yes. But as her fiancé pulls out the diamond sparkler to put it on her finger, disaster!
Did it drop it?
By the way, that sound in the background are snow blowers. Not ones that are blowing snow to clear roads. Snow from a ski resort that's blowing fake snow onto the ski slopes.
Okay.
The reaction on his face says it all.
I was just...
He drops the ring.
Yeah.
And it falls 120 feet below them.
Listen. Are they on a ski lift?
Yes.
Oh, listen, my God. This.
Just in complete shock.
Oh, that was the end of it. Okay. Yeah. They drop the ring. He drops the ring 120 feet below them into the snow. Into the snow. And obviously they're freaking out. The end of the story, they found it.
See, I feel like at least it's a scenario where it's there, you know, it is there.
Right.
If you dig for it long enough, you can find it.
But you'd have to, like, remember where you were and, like...
Yeah, I feel them, like...
It took them hours.
I'm sure.
Hour. And they gave them, the ski resort gave them a metal detector to help find it.
Oh, and it still took hours. I mean, I feel like I could sort of, figure out kind of where-ish it
general
fell.
Area, yeah.
Yeah, general area.
But look how big your ring is. Look how big any ring is. Like, they're small, they're teeny tiny.
Yeah. My stepdad proposed to my mom on the Golden Gate Bridge.
Okay.
And he did not give her ring till dinner that night because he was afraid to drop it.
That was a smart idea.
He also was afraid she would drop it.
That's a smart
now,
idea,
that
too.
That goes into the ocean.
Right.
It's gone.
I proposed to my wife at Disneyland, and I was absolutely terrified I was going to lose the ring all day long.
Because you were going on rides.
We were going on rides, And I had it in my pocket all day because I knew I was going to do it at dinner that night. So what I did, because I'm crazy, is I safety pinned it to the inside of my pocket.
And why is that crazy?
I mean, I guess not. I could have left it in its case and just had the case like just always there
but then
or something.
It would have been like lumpy and
it would have been lumpy. That's true too. And I didn't put it in a backpack at the time. We didn't bring with before, obviously before we had kids. So I didn't bring a backpack. Not that I don't think that I would have, because you can leave a backpack anywhere, you know. So I safety pinned it to the inside of my pocket. Have you talked to him about like how nervous he was?
Yeah. I don't know that he was nervous, but I know what he did. And what he did was he kept it in his crossbody bag that he had on him under his coat all day long.
All day long.
Yeah. He did tell me, though, there was one moment where we checked our bags at the hotel when we first landed.
Yeah.
And, you know, they bring it into that back room or whatever. And that bag was with that stuff. And I think at some point he realized, like, oh, my God, the ring is just like in a room in some back room at the hotel.
Yeah.
But then it was there.
Or even going through security, like you hear stories about that where it's like, we got to search your bag and be like, okay. And then they're searching it in an area sometimes where you have no access
to
it.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that.
And they're like, hey, I had fill in the blank in this bag. And they're like, no, you didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, oh. I couldn't imagine.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine flying.
I mean,
you're
right. He had to get it across the country.
Yeah. Crazy.
And then it was a couple days before he proposed. So he had it on him for days and days and days.
Wild. And he did it on a rooftop.
Yeah.
But you guys weren't like near the edge or anything like that, right?
No.
So if he would have dropped it, it would have just fallen on like the ground.
Well, it would have fallen into the snow, but.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but.
But not a ski resort.
Yeah.
So anyway, I saw that story and I was like, well, at least it's securely on your finger now.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to 4 times more stretch than competing brands. And their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John, comfort perfected.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.